Hello, everyone, and welcome to the weekly energy update for the week of April 7th, 2024. I'm Renee Spears, a spirit guide channeler and spiritual mentor, and I'm coming to you from beautiful and snowy Bozeman, Montana. Every Sunday, I share the energy for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And get your eclipse glasses ready. Tomorrow, Monday, April 8th, is the total solar eclipse in Aries. This is the magic day we've been building up toward all year. And it happens around 2:20 p.m. Eastern, 11:20 a.m. Pacific. And this eclipse will be visible from most of Canada and the U.S., Mexico, Central America, and some parts of Western Europe. The exact length of the eclipse depends on your location. The whole event will be several hours, but the sun will only be totally covered by the moon for 4 minutes at the eclipse's maximum point. During solar eclipses, the moon is directly between the earth and the sun, and the moon blocks out the sunlight. Solar eclipses occur on new moons, and this one also happens to be a supermoon. So since the beginning of time, solar eclipses have been equally feared and revered by the ancients, who connected the eclipses with times of particularly drastic and extreme change. Solar eclipses are supercharged, more intense new moons that mark powerful new beginnings and start a brand new chapter of our lives. And this one being a supermoon and in Aries will amplify this energy even more. A total solar eclipse in Aries, which is the first sign of the zodiac, is always an incredibly powerful event. This is the first new moon of the astrological year. So we're kicking off this astrological year like we're being shot out of a cannon. Aries is all about starting fresh, new beginnings, and renewal. It's a fire sign, and this eclipse is lighting our inner fire, setting us on a new path that we hadn't ever imagined for ourselves. The eclipse is also conjunct Chiron. The comet Chiron is known as the wounded healer, and we've talked about Chiron before. And with Chiron being activated with the eclipse, it helps us accept and forgive ourselves so we can move forward as our more powerful versions. This eclipse gives us the courage to face our fears about living our soul's purpose and to step into the most alive, biggest, best version of ourselves. We all have this inner knowing of our soul's path and what it would look like to create this life, but it takes courage first to believe it's possible and then take the risks and the leaps of faith needed to actually create it. But the energy of the eclipse in Aries, conjunct Chiron, gives us the courage to step into this life. This eclipse also takes place near Mercury, which is currently retrograde. So experiencing a solar eclipse during Mercury retrograde gives us the opportunity to rethink and reprocess the events of our past so we can release them. It sheds light on what's holding us back. And once we realize what's holding us back, we can release it. But wait, of course, there's more. Eclipses happen on the nodes of fate. And this one happens on the North Node, bringing fated change and transformation. Exactly how the fated changes of a solar eclipse will affect our life depends on the sign in which it's in. And because this one is in Aries, it pushes us to go after our innermost desires, to go after what we really want, what we really, really want, and to leave the people-pleasing behind. This eclipse is about us. We're able to leave behind what other people think and what we should be doing for what we want. So you get the idea. This is a big deal. We haven't had this powerful of an eclipse in a long time. There's a lot of intense, life-changing energy right now. And all this energy affects our bodies, and it may show up with problems sleeping, either not being able to sleep or sleeping a lot more, with really weird, intense dreams. Since these are fated times, pay attention to your dreams. There will be messages for you in them. You may also have some anxiety, restlessness, impatient, and overwhelming emotions that seem to come out of nowhere. 1 minute you may be picking out oranges at the grocery store, and the next minute you'll be crying in the frozen food section. You may even feel like you're waiting for something exciting to happen, but you don't quite know what it is yet. We may feel lost, wondering what the hell we're doing. This eclipse is turning our power off and on to reset our lives. And when the power comes back on, so does clarity. Not only is everything going to be okay, it's going to be better than before. This eclipse kicks off a new 19-year cycle around our identity and our personal destiny. The last cycle started in April 2005, and before that, April 1986, and before that, April 1967. So think back to what happened then and how you've changed since those times. Sometimes the days leading up to an eclipse can be more intense than the day of the eclipse itself. Remember that a fresh chapter requires the closing or ending of the chapter that came before it. Allowing everything to break down is necessary to experience a breakthrough. We can think of this eclipse as a mini dark night of the soul. After we experience it, we are never the same. It shifts our consciousness. So to embrace the eclipse, give up your expectations of what may or may not occur. Let go of any sense of control. You're not in control right now. This is fate. Fate is in control. Just be open to whatever the eclipse may show you and receptive to the information. Keep your plans loose. Stay flexible. And if you're drawn to do something, do it. Just don't ask too many questions. Just be your most open-minded self. Go with it. Go with the flow. Roll with it. Eclipses are a wild ride. We have no idea what's happening or where we're going. So just relax and know that this is happening for our evolution, for us to step into our power, to live our most alive, biggest, most wonderful lives. This is a powerful turning point. A brand new cycle is starting. So just be brave enough to go for exactly what you want. And if you'd like some support from your spirit guides during this time or just an idea of what's next for you, you are in luck. I am celebrating my 5th anniversary in business with a sale. So right now, 30-minute sessions and gift certificates are only $55. And I have a special anniversary package of 5 30-minute sessions for only $250. There is a link in the show notes, and you can also go to my website, abundology.com. The sale does end on Tuesday, so you need to hurry. Thank you for listening and being on this journey with me. It's all okay. It's better than okay. Just be open and excited for what's to come. This eclipse is like a wonderful gift that you never knew you wanted until you get it. And now you can't imagine your life without it. So thank you for liking, subscribing, commenting, and sharing this podcast with a friend. Astrological events are busy days for me. Everyone wants a reading on the eclipse, especially this one. So I will be spending my day talking to spirit guides, and I can't imagine a better way to spend it. Have a great week, everyone, and I'll talk to you again next week.